ain't never been on E-Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit, God.
Yeah, nice to get washed up.
Fuck that shit. I ain't
in
that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show, live on eblockradio.com.
Yo, you know what it is, man. The Live is Cloud Radio Show. On the planet
Earth, cuz
straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man somewhere.
On his birthday,
right? My man Monk Money holding it down.
You already fucking know, good.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. This motherfucking building, man. It's springtime, but it don't quite feel like it's almost though. Almost there and shit, dog. What's been good with y'all, dog?
Man, same old shit with your boy, man. Keeping it low on the floor like an ant standing at the motherfucking woods, eh?
Can't do that, dog.
Nah, gotta
we got to be in the mix this time. Fuck,
yeah,
I mean, being out the way.
Yeah, but shit. I'm standing out of the way of the dumb shit. That's what that means.
Oh, it's a lot of dumb shit going on, dog.
A lot of dumb shit going on.
Yeah, you know we're going to talk about some of that dumb shit. Because it's just random topics, but you know we got to talk about that one thing.
Freaky D?
Yeah, man. Did he do it?
Freaky D.
No, did he?
We talking about Freaky D?
Duh, what else been going on with you, though? Shit, for real?
Nah, man. Like I said,
you been watching no TV, nigga?
Working, bro. No, I watched, I actually watched some shit. It was good. It was a little family movie. We had a little movie night.
Okay.
It was called Family Plans with Mark Wahlberg. It's on Apple TV.
Family Plans. Word.
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Kind of funny Mark Wahlberg, though. For
yeah, yeah.
On the comedy tip of shit. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
This is like some comedy action type shit.
Yeah.
It was pretty lit.
Nigga, you ain't seen, what's the name of that shit, dog? Nicky's to Nicky. You ain't seen that shit yet? That shit funny as hell, dog.
What the fuck is Nicky to Nicky?
That's some shit on Amazon. These niggas, like, as some kids, dog. They was setting some shit on fire on a nigga porch. And the fire got out of hand and burnt the crib down. So, like, these little kids and shit.
Uh-huh.
So, they run off and shit. And they leave a jacket behind and write the nigga name Ricky Stanicky on there. All right, this nigga don't exist. Mm-hmm. So they blaming it on, you know, a nigga that don't exist.
Mm-hmm.
So through all of their years, that was their escape plan. Like they would leave their wives and shit and do goofy shit and blame it on Ricky Stanicky, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So it got down to a point where like the family and friends and shit wanted to meet this nigga. So they end up running into this actor nigga and shit in Vegas and convincing nigga to come to the family and shit and act like Ricky Stanicky. Mm-hmm. Dog, the shit was funny though. I ain't gonna lie. It's a dog. What's the big ass John Cena big ass and shit?
Oh, yeah. Like,
low key, that nigga funny though.
It's like, yeah, he funny. As fuck. Yeah. Low key, like, cause he had a little shit called Peacemaker. That shit.
When is that shit coming back?
I don't know.
And the Boys. When is that shit coming back, bro?
He wasn't in The Boys, was he?
No, but I'm just saying. Yeah, I want to see
got
that
a
shit
new
too.
Little sitcom.
The spinoff. Yeah. I ain't never look at it though.
Yeah, that's pretty dope too.
Yeah, but Ricky's thinking that shit kind of funny though.
Yeah, I think that I gotta check that out.
Yeah, I think that shit on Amazon, I believe. If I ain't mistaken.
Ricky the Snicky.
Yeah, that shit was kind of funny though. But anyway, my bad. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, yeah, that's it.
You ever seen Shogun?
Shogun?
Dog, that shit hard to say, but like two people speak English in that motherfucker, dog. So the whole lot of reading. Like it's all Japanese. So you gotta read subtitles for the whole time.
I think I might have saw.
Shit good though. Yeah, it's a series.
But I watched the fucking movie Ninja Kai. This shit is fucking crazy.
Ninja Kai. I ain't never heard of it.
It's on Max.
Yeah, okay.
And that shit lit as fuck.
That shit lit?
Litty. Litty as fuck. Niggas need to watch it. It's probably one of the best animes I've seen in a long fucking time.
Yeah, for real. You gonna make me watch this anime shit, though.
That
I swear
shit
to God.
Litty. Oh, tell me I ain't got no lighter.
You got no lighter? Then Rent went and found the weed. Hold on, wait. We got, nope. I thought maybe. Yeah, I guess not.
Shit.
Thought we was good.
Uh-huh.
Nigga got no lighter.
Got no lighter.
No lighter. Maybe somebody will be on there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hopefully somebody.
Hopefully somebody pull up with
like
a lighter.
Like the birthday boy.
Right, possibly, dog. Well, shit, like, for me, let me say, it's been a week or so. It's been a week. Ain't really too much going on. If you checking us out right now, we drinking, what are we drinking today? Oh, Elijah Craig. So
Elijah
we got
Craig.
Some Elijah Craig today that's left over from,
beers, just, bourbon, and whiskey?
Yes, man. We did 6 episodes, bro.
I know y'all was fucking fried.
Dog, hella fried, bro. Like, that shit was all bad. New episode come out tomorrow, though. 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on everybodyloves bbw.com.
That's what's up.
Shit, what popped off, dog? I think we gotta get on into this shit. I'm just trying to make sure I ain't missing out.
I mean, tell them what popped off. I'm gonna be back.
Oh, I know what popped off, dog. Shout out to my nigga TJ, man. How, yeah, what was it again? 15, 17?
5?
15, 17, 5, dog. Young TJ and shit, dog, had 15 points, 17 boards, 5 motherfucking blocks. Dog out here doing his thing, man. Shout out to TJ, the world's most famous, I was about to say godfather, godson. You know what I'm saying? Slimy man. Check it in. What up, dog? So, yeah, we waiting on dog to go find his lighter because it's the wake and bake show in the middle of the day. And we ain't got no wake because ain't no fire to put the bake in. If you're checking us out, wherever you're checking us out, man, make sure you hit us in the comment box. Say what up, though, man. Wish my man's Angry Man a happy birthday. Hopefully, he'll be here soon because it's his motherfucking birthday, dog. But, shit, outside of that, dog was hooping like a motherfucker, dog. So, I hate I missed that. I know it's the last game and shit.
I found 2 motherfuckers with a lie.
Yeah. Huh?
I found 2 motherfuckers with a lie.
Oh, shit, what up, though? Got my dog in the building. We had Casper holding it down and shit, dog. We got some whiskey in this.
Triple Berry Brandy.
What the? Oh, he brought that shit. Damn you. Oh, shit. Fucking TJ, what up,
me no speaking English. Yeah. Me no smoking.
Yeah,
me no doing nothing public.
Okay? Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. Yeah. You affiliate. You off camera, though. So it's nice to see you, Greg.
Greg?
Greg. Nice to see you, Greg. Yeah, I mean, we ain't going to put your name on.
Big T. Okay.
Big T?
No, I called a dude at the airport.
Uh-huh.
He's getting a little, trying to cut in front of people. I was like, yo, yeah. I told him. No more coffee for you. I called him a dickhead. What a big white boy. I was like, look.
That's Big T off camera, in case y'all was wondering.
Oh, you're on?
Yeah, we on. We live as hell.
That one looks like you're on.
Yeah, we live as a motherfucker. So first, oh, my bad, cuz. So, first of all, we got some motherfucking for real. Damn, that shit cold as hell, too, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some for real motherfucking homegrown right here.
Moonshine. Look at that motherfucking clarity on that motherfucker.
He said the clarity
the
on that.
The bubbles in that bitch.
Damn. 95 proof triple berry brandy.
Shit. Butterberry, you ever watch Moonshine?
Blackberry, raspberry, and blueberry.
Damn, I ain't have to pull the tab off that motherfucking smoke.
No.
Ooh, shit.
It tastes like corn liquor off the top, but on the back.
Yeah, you can taste the berries. Yeah. Shit, all right, we go see.
That's
shit.
Yours.
Good looking. God damn. I was already drinking some whiskey. I might have to take a. I might have to chill and shit. What up, dog? No, you good, dog. Camera right here, dog. It's going on him. And camera on me.
Me no speaky.
Yeah, it's all good, Big T.
Big T, give me a like, dumbass. You no speaky.
Big T, Greg, whatever y'all niggas going by today and shit, dog.
Come on down, baby. Twice as hard as 6 miles on this motherfucker.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my
here
God.
Here we go.
12 miles down.
First of all, you can't fuck with me today, dog, because I'm in my shades, nigga. I'm feeling real cool in this motherfucker, dog. Real cool. Hey, so, see, well, I was going to jump off into some birthday shenanigans, but the birthday motherfucker ain't even here, so.
Where you at?
I don't know. Said he was on his way. That was at 5 o'clock.
So, too much of that Elijah Craig.
Right, not enough. He had it. Too much of that Paul Masson. The fuck?
Too much of that.
Don't worry, he's angry. He drink that shit.
Exactly.
Fucking Paul. When the last time y'all had Paul Masson, bro?
I think I was about 17.
Duh, for real.
I had no money for anything else.
Yo, I ain't gonna lie. I used to drink this shit.
Yeah.
But like,
oh, yeah. But then we graduated to
E&J. E&J. Oh, mm-hmm. God. All that shit fucked my stomach up now, bro. Oh, that shit strong.
That's just strong.
No, it's Elijah Craig. I gotta finish drinking this before I get that.
Elijah Craig.
Matter of fact, I might just double. I might just go in and give me a sip and shit.
Just get you a taste, man.
Yeah, I am in a second, though. I'm nervous and shit.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
It's smooth.
Yeah.
It's strong, but it's smooth.
Okay, I guess.
It's not like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, because you know most of the time that corn liquor, that cone.
No,
this isn't corn liquor.
I know, but it's gonna taste like it. Smell like it.
A little bit.
Hell yeah, shit. It definitely smell like it.
Homemade. It's the yeast.
Yeah.
That's the smell of the yeast.
Oh, okay. So you good at this shit now, huh?
No.
Nah, not yet?
Okay. I've gotten a lot better.
For sure. How long you been doing it?
I got this still from Santa Claus. So,
so about 3 months, almost 4. Okay, I got you.
I've done about 8 batches.
Yeah. Should I want to learn how to do that shit, though?
It's not bad. It's not hard.
Yeah.
It's just...
probably time consuming, for sure.
It takes time to run. It takes about 2 weeks for everything to ferment.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I have a 25 gallon trash can in my basement.
Uh-huh. That's how you do it.
My old aquarium heater.
Okay.
So I keep it at 88 degrees.
Yeah, so it ferments a little faster.
Everything is consistent.
Okay, look at your ass.
I've been buying nutrients and different yeast.
Yeah.
Like high dollar yeast. I just got, my next batch will be better than this. I just got a yeast just for fruit.
Yeah.
It's called EC1118.
Some shit that we ain't gonna understand. I got you. Yeah.
But it's, no doubt. It's wine yeast.
Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, it won't have as much of that,
that flavor. We gonna be fucked up tonight.
Hell yeah.
All right, so
right there, you can get you going.
So we was gonna do some random topics today and shit, dog. And you know the one we gotta get to. Well, real quick though, before we get to the bullshit. We gotta talk about Diddy, but real quick before we get to that though. The motherfuckers in Baltimore, man. Shout out to my people out in the DMV, dog. If I hope everybody all right. That shit was crazy.
What happened to motherfuckers?
Home up in the cargo.
The commander seen that shit coming.
Yeah.
And stopped traffic.
Yeah. So they did stop traffic.
They stopped traffic.
Okay. So
that's why there was only 7 cars on the fucking
bridge. Okay. Okay. I was wondering.
That shit happened.
Hey, the motherfuckers that wanted to jump the bridge. Fuck that motherfucker.
Duh. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta make God forbid.
Nah, for sure.
Sleep at the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They say the power went out on that bitch. That's what they say. I don't know.
What y'all talking about? The bridge collapse?
No, yeah. So the
boat ran into
the boat ran into it, took the whole bitch down.
600-foot freighter.
You on the MacArthur?
Took out a bridge in Baltimore.
Dang.
You on the Belle Isle
Bridge? Delaware River, right?
I think so. Yep. Yeah. Dog, it took that whole motherfucker out. Dog, bitch went down like dominoes, nigga.
Damn.
That shit was crazy. I looked at that motherfucker I couldn't have been on that bitch. Oh yeah, because it ain't like they can put that bitch up over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh no, that's years.
Yeah, that's years. So
that's like Gordie Howe Bridge going up.
I'm assuming
it's been about two years.
Yeah, I'm assuming there's another bridge somewhere. I'm assuming. You probably got to go out your way.
Yeah, but still, that bitch going to be packing some motherfucking
gas station.
Yeah. No, for real.
Yeah, was it in Jersey, too?
Hey, motherfuckers going to have to work from home. Shit, fuck off.
No, Baltimore. I think that bridge went from Baltimore to Washington, D.C. Or Virginia, one or the other.
It's crossing over somewhere. That's going to be a problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. Commute bridge.
Damn. That's fucked
it's
up.
It's either going over Delaware River or Chesapeake.
Hey, so where the conspiracies at, though?
Huh?
Where the conspiracy theorists at, though?
Hey, sleepy.
Where they at?
The boat's from Singapore.
Where's the
boat from Singapore?
We got it right here. We got it right here. Where's the conspiracy theorists?
I don't think there's anything about that.
You don't think so?
No, because for one, Baltimore is a Democratic city.
Uh-huh.
Was it built in Singapore?
If they're going to fuck something up, it's going to be in a Republican city.
Mm. It's so open.
Locked it, though? No, you probably locked it.
Oh, you locked it? Oh, shit. My man Dre checking in when I go. Right, that's probably him and shit. Can't get in and shit. No, but yeah, it's fucked up. Goddamn.
Yo, it's a fucked up situation.
It is, for real. All the way around, it's going to be fucked up for a while until you get that motherfucking bridge back up.
Yeah, that bridge, motherfucker.
Took that whole shit down.
That bridge collapsed.
Because you got to do an investigation first. Well, you can't do shit.
Oh, that nigga blow.
Birthday boy already drunk.
Birthday nigga blow. That nigga whole face red.
He can't even hold his eyes open.
Hell, damn. Glad you made it, dog. I got shades on because you shining bright like a star, son. Feel me?
So one time for the birthday, bitch. One time for the birthday, bitch.
What up, though? If y'all checking in right now, man, make sure you wish my man Angry Man a happy birthday and shit up. All right, so, you know what I'm saying? Sadness to all of them. Hopefully, they, you know, get everything together. Let's get to the for real shit, dog. Did he do it, nigga? Hey, so look.
Did he do it?
So look, all this shit is new, right? It was all fun and games when they was just talking about he was on some gay shit. It was all fun and games and ha ha ha. But now they talk about he trafficking young motherfucking kids and shit. Now we getting into shit that's, I don't understand. You think that's any of that shit true, dog? For real? I don't even know.
Trafficking
dog.
Kids? Honestly, I think he's just a freak. You know what I'm saying? Like he just do freaky shit. You know what I mean?
Well,
like,
we
I
don't all think know the feds don't come unless they got some shit.
Definitely.
I mean, they kicked in several doors.
Yeah, not just one.
Several doors.
Simultaneously,
nigga. Yeah. Like, yeah. So maybe you're something
different. And you're in a place that they can't extradite you.
Yeah, I saw that. Is that true, though? Is that just people talking shit?
The FAA said they tracked his.
Yeah, he dipped out somewhere where they can't take him back and shit, basically.
Damn, where is it?
I can't remember. They saved the place.
Paying off a bitch and a date don't look good.
Niggas are so revolting
shit. Track record don't look good.
Yeah, it's looking bad, dog. It's looking real bad, dog.
Bad for Diddy.
GG checking in. What up, dog?
Where's Jay-Z at?
Oh, you stupid to say
that. Why everybody keeps saying that? What Jay got to do with it? You know what I'm saying?
What do everybody got to do with it at this point, dog?
Damn.
Puffy Epstein.
Yo, that's Puffy crazy. Did you watch any of that shit, dog?
What?
Any of the Epstein shit?
No, I ain't watched that shit.
That motherfucker
man.
Crazy, dog. That shit wild.
I dealt with him crazy.
That too. So, right? So, if it's anything in comparison to that, or even associated with that, what if it's all associated? That's fucking crazy, dog. That shit wild as hell, dog.
Now you open to that shit. Why you have all these parties? You can't bring no phone, no camera. What the fuck going on?
I mean, people get caught
up in a moment taking pictures of celebrities.
It's a lot of parties.
No, it's a celebrity party. There ain't no anything else but celebrities.
Yeah, but you want your little privacy. That don't mean that you and that bitch abducting kids and shit. All right. Yeah. Whoo, that shit smells strong.
Yeah, it's good.
Let me see. Let me see.
Taste, man. Little taste.
Oh.
Okay,
though.
So
you're right. You're right, though.
See?
You're right, though. Yeah, you're right though. So it's rough on the nose. I ain't gonna lie.
I gotta go home and get more comfortable.
Oh,
what is he looking at? That?
I was trying to share
like
something.
Kids,
I have no idea. Sunshine checking in. What up though? She said happy birthday, cousin.
Yo.
GG checking in. What up though?
Give Anger Man some of the little taste of that, man.
Yeah, you gonna have to get some of that shit.
My homemade.
It's not bad though. No, you're right.
It's not great, but it's definitely not the worst shit I've ever had.
And it finished off with the fruit taste.
You feel it.
Yeah, for sure. But at the beginning
it's
though,
proof.
Yeah.
You know it's unapproved.
Yeah, because the size
from
of my tongue burning.
But I know you've had corn liquor that was worse than that.
Oh hell yeah, corn liquor just burn all the way down. Yeah, that shit way too strong though. Oh, for sure. Angry Man, dog.
This wine.
Motherfucking birthday, nigga. What up with you?
What's happening, Cap?
Shit was good, nigga. Tell me.
This shit on?
It's on. You know your shit don't work, though, so just keep talking shit. You know your shit don't work. Apparently, it don't never work, so you say it shit, dog.
Yeah, ain't shit to it, man. I've been chilling like a motherfucker, dog.
Work.
Yeah, took another couple days off from work.
That's a new batch. Do you have a new batch?
Took advantage of that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I just been chilling, man.
That's what's up.
I don't see how most motherfuckers can not just do shit.
Shit, when you been doing shit long enough, it ain't that bad.
That's bad. Every sip of liquor is bad to me. Shit.
I'm saying like it hit the front and then it disappeared though. That's a good thing. Now mixing it together though, it's probably gonna be death, but it's all good. We here, you know, fucking smoking a little bit.
I'll taste them berries heavy on the back end.
Yeah, on the back end, right, for sure.
We party, man. I'm home alone.
Yeah.
We have kids in Vegas.
And Sunshine said this, so I found out recently that I'm related to both of your co-hosts. So y'all related too?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Didn't even know that.
Yeah, through marriage.
Wait a minute, through marriage.
Jay.
Johnny?
Jay.
Oh, brother? Wait a
Johnny.
Minute.
My brother, yeah. His wife.
We talking about somebody. We must be talking about something else here.
Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, I remember she had interviewed her on the... I didn't know they was related. Mm-hmm. Okay, I did that. Okay, I got you. That went over my head at first. I got you now, though. Yep. Shout out to, everybody involved.
Right, all the parties. All the parties.
Well, I got to pass this shit, dog. I can't talk and smoke at the same time. Y'all niggas know that, dog. Anyway, dog, let's talk some more shit, dog. Wish my nigga happy birthday, dog. Call in and shit, dog. Call in. I mean, call in. I got rid of the phone number and shit, dog.
You're supposed to have it back, my
damn, phone. I was supposed to get the phone number back. God damn. I forgot.
Just put your number out there, man.
Nah, I ain't doing that shit, dog. I ain't doing that shit. I'm a celebrity, cuz.
Come on, man. You're a loyal fan.
I ain't doing that shit. I do got my shades on and shit, though. It's going down. Sweating underneath these bitches and shit. What happened?
Who touched the blue Zippo?
The blue
lighter. Lighter gone already. Somebody pocketed that bitch.
It's right there, bro. Yeah. You took it, the bitch.
This nigga tripping, dog.
Can't trust him.
What else going on in this bitch, dog? Hey, you know, I had a question, though. This is a kind of a funny question. I was thinking this shit yesterday. How old is too old to have a one-night stand, dog?
Never.
Like, everybody in this motherfucker, like... Never. You don't think so? It ain't an age limit on one night stands.
No. It's 60.
When you don't think these mothers in his retirement?
Hey, when you
Bill been gone for 6 years, hey, head over there.
Hey, you, and when you
the villages in Florida have the highest STD rate in the fucking country.
But when you 60, you don't even know if your dick gonna work. You don't even know your dick gonna work.
They can afford condoms and all that shit. All the fuck, all that just get sloppy.
You hear this nigga down?
Sloppy. You talking about retired people that have been through it?
You can't waste. You can't waste it if you know the villages you don't know in Florida
is the nastiest.
But that, again, that's different though. If you in the retirement facility, you keep fucking Sue down the hall.
Like the
I said a one nighter.
Concentrated like Belgrade in Florida.
There's numerous tenants.
He's go through all the tickets.
Shit.
Hey, I think Dre said he ain't lying.
She can't go nowhere. You know, fucking wheelchair, closest way you get. Okay. Hey,
no,
hey,
but seriously,
it's gotta be a limit.
Your opportunities.
Yeah, it's gotta be a limit, though, right?
I don't think
you don't think so?
If you was a single man at 65,
yeah, just get you a one lighter.
You don't even know your dick gonna work at that point, though. I feel like
I'm gonna try.
Right.
But if you get it, you can't waste it.
No, you can't waste it.
You can't waste it.
Can't waste that motherfucker.
Hell
no, that hard guy.
You never know if it's coming back.
Yeah.
100%.
100%. You might see it on Tuesday, Friday.
Oh, shit.
Hell yeah.
Yo, what? This shit going crazy. I knew it was going to be this kind of day, man.
You live, huh?
85-year-old man in there are swooping up on 80-year-olds.
We got that homebrew. We got Elijah Craig. We got weed. I knew it was going to be that kind of party.
We got beers. Joints.
Right. Now, I was just curious about that shit, though, because I was just thinking. Like, that and threesomes and shit. Like, when do you give up on that? I feel like... I don't know, though.
That's always a wish, though.
But the threesome shit
happens every day.
The threesome shit,
you get a hard hold in the morning. Every morning, if you can.
I'm saying the threesome shit, though. Like, if I'm not confident in my dick working, I don't know if I want to be involved in that and shit,
man, why not?
If I'm 65 and like my dick only get hard three times
like
a year.
Like he just said, if that motherfucker stand up, it gotta go down.
Cause threesome, though. The threesome, like Shmaya said, that shit, that's like a fantasy.
Right. So that shit don't happen every day. So.
And then a threesome, that shit only cut down the time for the other girl.
Yeah.
Shit.
Somebody gonna be cut short.
We got 10 minutes. Somebody getting fine.
No.
Shit. What's gonna happen?
Who keep locking the door, cuz?
TJ ass, man.
God damn it.
It's open.
Stop locking.
Right. Door. It's open, man.
Oh.
12 miles.
Yeah, we said 12 miles. Keep locking the door.
Usually keys in the car.
We got the building now, though. We got the building now.
We got young Vincent.
Oh shit! What up, though?
Dang.
She got the whole gang in this bitch. What up, though?
Happy birthday.
I'm the only nigga here with shades on and shit, but it's all good, though.
You got black eye?
Hell no. I'm just out here doing my thing. What we doing? What we doing? Which one? Here we go. All right. We good. All right. Niggas trying to figure it out. Hell no. I'm trying to. I don't know. I'm trying to be a star in this bitch. Angry man, it's your motherfucking day, nigga. Do some talking. I'm trying to drink, nigga. Tell us a story, nigga. What? How was your birthday, nigga? Because your birthday was actually yesterday. So how was your birthday?
I didn't do shit, man.
No?
Nah,
you had to do something because literally. So 35
yesterday? Yep.
So for niggas who listening.
37.
Angry man called me today and said, what up? We doing a show today? Now, clearly, we had a whole ass conversation yesterday. And he apparently didn't remember that. So evidently you had a good day yesterday, dog. He like, we having a show, like, dog, we agreed on that shit yesterday. He was like, dog, you know what he told me? I didn't talk to you yesterday. Damn. All right, cuz. If you say so, my nigga, like, yeah, we doing a show, though.
Hey, this nigga lying. I ain't talked to him yesterday.
No, it was through text and shit. No, I didn't talk to you.
No, but what happened? On the real.
Big ass joint.
On the real, you know, I just, I cashed in some of my accounts somewhere. I ain't gonna say where, but I cashed in some of my accounts. Took advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, me and the family just posted up. You know, me and my children.
For sure.
Watch some NBA, not NBA, NCAA basketball. Ate some good food.
For sure.
Just chilled the fuck out until somebody pissed me off. Naturally, somebody's gonna piss me off.
Yeah, you call Avery. Hey, but it's confusing. I don't know which one to drink. No, I got all this shit for me.
So you got three of them bitches.
I don't know which one to drink,
so
guys.
You just pick one, dog.
Shit, go down the road, nigga. Go one, bam, bam, bam. Nigga. Finish it off with the brew, nigga.
But shit, no, other than that, man, I've just been chilling like a motherfucker, dog. Mm-hmm. Took a couple of days off work before I lost that shit.
For sure.
I ain't want to lose them motherfucking days, so I took them bitches.
That's what's up.
And What's that shit you say, Mark? Staying low to the floor like that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just been out the motherfucking way, bruh.
You know, my arm ain't long enough to reach that nigga, man. I'm saying, like, who we kidding and shit? I wanted to pass it to him, but I couldn't reach the nigga, man. Like, you know, I got short arms. Oh, shit. No, I don't want that motherfucker here. Take
motherfucker
that,
got that T-Rex on. You got them T-Rex on.
I was going to bring some Palmer sound, but I knew he was going to have that cover, so I brought the other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, you know that, dude.
Nah, for sure. Hey, so did anybody see the Nickelodeon shit? The Nickelodeon,
No, I heard a lot about that shit, man. That nigga was a freaky dicky motherfucker, too, man. Like,
what is going on with all this
why
shit?
Why do you think when you get a lot of money, you gotta be a freaky dicky motherfucker? Like,
it ain't, it's when a they different, got the money, they was already like that.
It's a different from being a freak and then a freaky dicky motherfucker. Like,
you going
freak
and
a freaky diggy.
Yeah, that's some nasty
right,
shit,
nasty
man.
Shit,
like,
you
come on.
You
can
be a freak and be fine.
Yeah, for sure.
You can
say a freak and a freaky diggy.
And a freaky diggy.
You fucking with kids
and everything.
Yeah, that shit don't make no
sense,
though.
Yeah, you motherfucker got foot fetishes and shit like that. You retarded.
No, man, fuck you. Hey, but let them be 18, man. Hey,
right. Hey, look. That nigga say, ain't nothing wrong with that now. Ain't nothing wrong with the foot fetish.
No, I don't like feet.
You don't like feet? No feet.
I never saw my wife's feet.
No, this nigga said never.
What? I ain't a feet motherfucker either.
No, wait.
Dawg say he never seen
feet. Stop fucking lying,
dog. You know he lying.
Y'all know you lying, dog. That shit's stupid to say,
dog. You had to have seen a feet at one point, bro.
They never been
fucking
more than 4 feet in front of my face.
Damn, let's...
Come on, now.
I'm fucking feet, man.
Yeah,
we ain't got nothing in common. We don't need to talk about it.
Don't say we ain't got nothing in common.
They don't do shit. What the feet do? What did they do? It's feeties.
I don't know.
You walk on them bitches. Yeah. That's it.
I love her from the ankles up.
She from the ankles up.
Damn. So you don't like your toes pain?
I do. I'm saying I don't want them in my mouth or nowhere near my facility in my head. Nowhere.
I ain't said nothing about putting my mouth in.
She love when her toes painted.
Yeah.
She get it there. Shit. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Around here.
I ain't gonna touch this.
You ain't gonna touch that.
I'm gonna leave all this alone.
All of it.
Yeah.
You ain't no feet, nigga.
You
ain't no feet person. She ain't touch my feet either.
You say what?
You like feet?
I like the whole body. Yeah, man.
I feel you.
Damn, you nasty.
That's the easy way.
That's a freak. Yeah, he a freak.
Easy way, y'all.
I mean, the motherfucker freak. Eat some pussy, we won't suck a toe.
Yeah, he a freak.
Explain that to me.
I don't want no toes.
Somebody make that make sense to me.
Yeah, because like it's a pussy, nigga.
Hey, yeah,
somebody make that shit make sense to me. You eat some pussy.
A pussy ain't in the gym shoe all day,
but it's eat some panties all day.
But you already know what that motherfucker's going
through. Hey, you know what? I ain't never thought about that shit before.
A pussy ain't got a sock on, nigga.
Yes, it do. Panties, nigga.
No, you dumb as shit.
I ain't never thought about that before.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You know what? Yeah, I still hate feet.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. You know
I
mean?
Do. I
get
know,
that, and I respect
I
that.
Still don't like feet.
I'm sure you do.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
That's
true.
Athlete's foot.
I don't lick the wallet's discharging.
Hey, same ball court.
Hey, but
half you niggas down here lick ass and shit come out of there.
Damn.
I'm saying, you nasty freaking
motherfucker. I won't suck a toe.
Yeah, I ain't sucking no toe or no ass.
You can't say half was down here.
Dawg, say hold on, cuz.
He say, what have you talking about, cuz?
I'm asking for that one.
He
just
put a divider in the room real quick.
Hey,
like,
a lot of these niggas out here.
Right
down here.
Unless you just getting out the shower.
Blowing bubbles in the booty hole. Y'all blowing bubbles in the booty hole.
I can't get into that shit.
You said you just drew the line right
there.
Yeah,
I ain't into that.
I can't get into that shit. But I guess you got a point, though, about the pussy. And I don't know. I just say, I ain't sucking no toes, nigga.
No.
We'll definitely eat some pussy, though, like, for sure.
For sure. He got his little napkin on like puck, puck, puck.
I'm saved in some bitch phone right now.
As the
head thought.
Eater.
Like, what's that nigga name? Like, eater? Like, damn. Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta earn your keep.
You feel me?
Hey, you ain't gotta do it every day, but you gotta earn your keep.
Duh.
Regulators bound up.
That's a married man, right? You gotta earn your keep.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about too? This is some more random shit, dog. I feel like I don't trust a bitch who don't masturbate.
What?
I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. Do y'all know bitches that don't masturbate?
I only know one, that's my wife.
That shit weird. This nigga say, I don't know any women.
I don't know none.
I don't know any women. That shit weird, though. Is that weird to y'all? So when a woman doesn't, it's weird to me.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just like, why not? Like, No,
they do.
No, I'm saying, but I'm saying, so I'm saying that it's weird when they don't. If like they don't like it, like they don't like to masturbate, nigga. Like that shit's weird to me. I don't trust them after that.
But I think that's some selfish shit though.
Dude,
when it comes to masturbation, I think that's some selfish shit.
Selfish? Why you say that?
Nah, because think about it.
What's up?
If your woman know you was masturbating somewhere, mm-hmm. she have a goddamn attitude.
I mean, every woman know that they niggas is fucking masturbating every day, probably.
But on the flip side, look what they go through to masturbate.
Uh-huh.
But hold
they
on.
Take time out to go to the shop to buy toys to masturbate.
But first of all, I'm only masturbating because this motherfucker said no. You know what I'm saying? I'm only jacking off. And if you doing it, I'm going to get pissed off because, bitch, I just asked for some pussy.
Dog, you stupid.
This, yesterday, you told me no, and then you going to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's some bullshit, bro.
Yeah. I think that shit weird though. I don't know why.
Like I said, I'm kind of piggyback off on what he's saying, but not all the way.
Yeah.
But think about what women go through to masturbate. They go, they actually buy.
God damn, why just so much fucking weed?
Hello, world.
Shit.
They actually, but go ahead, man. Get your time.
No, you in there? Go ahead. Dog. There's too much weed flowing in here.
They actually take time out to go buy shit to masturbate. Yeah, man.
Gentrification, motherfucker. Gentrification on the weed.
Dog, you stupid as hell. I don't know. That's just something I was thinking about.
That's just weird. Well, I want to ask you a question, too, though, dog.
shit.
I don't understand why they still crucifying my nigga Chris, bro. Brown, bro. I don't understand why they crucifying this nigga for some shit. But still, though, like, he getting he's still getting blackballed in the industry because... Sure. Some shit he did when he was younger.
Not even that though. It's not though. It's because he stands up for himself too.
He
ain't letting them tell him what to do.
Yeah. It's like blackballed though. I ain't gonna say he's getting blackballed.
Shit, yes he is. Yes, he is.
Where you see him at?
You don't see him on no commercial. You ain't see him at no Super Bowl.
The motherfucker ain't on Wildin' Out.
He ain't on none of that shit.
For sure. Well, why wouldn't he be on Wildin' Out?
Yeah.
So he ain't on Love and Hip Hop.
He ain't on none of that shit. And he the fucking man.
Which is my shit, by the way.
And he probably one of the most consistent artists out here other than Drake, nigga. Hey, every year, every 2 years.
R&B and rap.
Yep.
Hip Hop, whatever you want
to
say.
Because
he can do both.
I agree.
I don't understand why he black.
Everybody's like that he's next Michael Jackson. And he was. Dancing, singing, rapping.
That niggas is a fucking entertainer, bro.
He can go bitch.
He can go rock and roll, whatever.
Whatever the fuck. Country, he can do whatever the fuck.
Yeah. What y'all think about that shit, though?
What?
Matter of fact, Casper, I'm gonna ask you what you think about that shit. What? About all these black folks doing country music.
It's
dude.
A fucking I love money. It. It's all about money.
I love
some
it.
Shit? Why not? Are we not making money? Is it money? Is it not about making money?
No,
why
for
would
sure.
I not dip into that shit?
No, for sure. Is any of it good, though? No.
It's on top.
All of it's good.
I'll tell you this. At Linwood, fucking fucking Chicago.
They created that shit.
You don't have fucking country music that's going to be played there and shit.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be, if it's going, that's what's going. That's the vibe.
That's the vibe.
I'm going down to Kentucky.
Hey, but black people created that shit, bro. That's their music.
2-day concert.
Alert.
Kid Rock, Jason Aldean, like Miranda Lambert, and Nelly is one of the headliners.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Country grabber this bitch. Yeah.
And he's crossed over. Darius Rucker, Hootie and Wolf, he did rock and roll. He's down big country.
Right. Some old shit.
Jelly Roll, he's rap country. Yeah. White boy.
Yeah.
I like Jelly Roll. I like Jelly Roll.
You know, Kid Rock's he rock and roll now, country rap. What do you want to label
too short, nigga?
Niggas tapping out.
You know?
God damn, niggas a lot of fucking Okay, niggas, I'm trying to get it together.
Motherfuckers tapping out.
Did a lot of drinking right quick. I'm trying to slow roll a little bit. Y'all niggas relax now. Right, they got hot this motherfucker. I'm sweating and shit.
Have fun.
Coming too fast.
Pause, my nigga. No Diddy.
Yeah, no Diddy.
No Diddy.
Shit.
He choking. No Diddy.
All right, so look. What we gonna do with that though? Like, if any of these allegations is true, like, so do I stop listening to Big now?
Because
it's Bad Boy. No. What do we do with it? I mean, because when niggas be canceling, they be canceling everything. So like,
and he just sold everything he owned on Revolt.
Yeah, I saw that Revolt shit. Yeah, for sure.
So he's already liquidating.
Which I think for him is probably looking out for his partners and shit. He don't want to be attached to it. So that, or
you need cash. All of a sudden, now you need some bread.
I mean, you can look at it that way too.
Hey, Ciroc ain't shit.
Hell no, they ain't got nothing. What's the name of your shit? You got a name yet?
Not yet.
I'm about to give you some airplay. We was talking about Ciroc ain't shit. All right, I got you.
Yeah,
I got you. Dre said nope because I still listen to Kels.
yeah, I'm saying y'all still fuck with Kels. I do too. So I mean, take that.
Dog, that shit wild.
That motherfucker gone.
And it might all be a lie though. Don't nobody believe that part. I got quiet as hell here.
Yeah.
I guess that's not. It ain't no. They, no. Okay.
Take that.
I'm like this
dog. Y'all niggas wild.
I don't believe he did nothing wrong. I believe it's all consensual.
Yeah.
The Harlem Shake got a whole
As long as it ain't got no kids involved, I'm good.
Yeah. What they was doing.
Yeah, as long as there ain't no kids involved, I'm good.
So for a contract. If he's selling and sex trading, you know, 18 and over, it's straight. It's straight.
Well, let me clarify it. If he has convinced them to sell their pussy,
you're okay per se.
What you gotta understand again, if he's convinced them that it's okay to sell their pussy, which is different from sex trafficking.
No, so it's like pimping.
So if he pimping
is pimping.
I'm not gonna say I'm okay with that. Like, I used to want to be a pimp back in the day, so I understand.
So let me break down. So if he's buying these bitches.
Uh-huh.
From overseas or wherever.
Oh, then that's foul. That's for real. Yeah, that's real trafficking. That's real trafficking. I'm not with that.
No, I'm full for pimping.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, all right, yeah, I'm good there.
Yeah.
If you buying and selling pussy that's trafficking. I'm not with that. Yeah, I'm not with that, dog. Okay.
Yeah, pimping, no. Pimping is pimping.
I'm 100% for pimping.
Yeah, for sure. But I'm never gonna be like you gotta purchase a boatload of motherfucking no. Hell no.
A whole like crater full of bitches. Like, dang.
Damn,
I want that village in Russia.
I ain't even gonna lie to you, dog. I don't know if it's Drake and the weed, but I took that way somewhere else or shit. I started thinking about how about some of them containers.
Yeah,
on that joint that hit the bridge.
Yeah, got bitches.
Had some people in that motherfucker, dog.
Was the equalizer or the wire?
Yo, how crazy would that shit be?
Yeah,
that them containers had some people in that bitch,
do,
bro.
They do.
I mean, the one that ran into the bridge, though.
Oh,
I'm saying.
Oh yeah.
How crazy would that shit be, dog?
Yeah.
You'll find out all this shit randomly.
We don't know already, though.
Yeah.
About people dying in them containers?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, Temu orders ain't coming through.
Temu, dog. Have y'all niggas ever ordered some off Temu? I'm afraid.
I did.
My kids and my wife.
And it came out straight?
And the thing is,
curious.
If it's not there within like 10 days, they refund your money.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
And
that's dope.
No, and the quality is, I've ordered a range finder for golf.
Yeah.
Regular price $140.
Yeah.
I got it for
$20. Right, yeah. That's why I'd be concerned. Like, does this shit be real?
Works great.
Damn.
Day one.
Yeah.
It took 2.5 weeks to get to.
Right. I mean, I went 2.5 weeks.
Hey, fine. I'm good. $130.
Hell yeah. No, that's for sure.
Yeah, that should be a sponsor right there. Timo. That shit.
Right. Yeah. Motherfucking brand ambassador and shit. Yeah.
They didn't send me the right shit, though.
I just suggest you pay with, like, PayPal or something like that's insured.
Some shit that's, something I got that you. Got yeah.
Your,
okay.
Yeah. Not your debit card.
Yeah, I got you.
Because it is.
Mm.
savory.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying. What
China!
I said.
China.
I wasn't gonna say it. Though.
I missed the way he says China.
Yeah. China. Anyway, dog, I'm getting fucked up. Anger Man. It's your turn to start the conversation. Yeah, I can't think for real. All right.
I ain't drinking shit else.
I'm trying to get it together. Right. I didn't went back and forth with this motherfucker a couple times. This shit just then smoked like four different grades of weed and shit. I don't know what's happening. It's your birthday though, nigga. I suppose that's what it is.
No, my birthday was yesterday.
I mean, it's your birthday all fucking week, nigga.
No, it ain't. I ain't wondering.
Whenever your birthday is in the middle of the week or the beginning, it's gotta be.
Until the weekend.
Yeah, unless it's Friday and Saturday.
You got to the weekend, bro.
Right. Because most people. Motherfuckers couldn't get with you because it's during the week, so.
I'm not one of them people.
Nah, I'm just saying.
I celebrated it. It's over with. I wasn't born all week. I was born on one day.
That's what we doing today, though. So, actually, I guess you're going against your word because we're celebrating today, guys. I don't know if you realize that.
You don't have no
that's what this is.
Right, that's what this is.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, shit, man. Like I said, it's been. I don't know what to say. Shit. I don't want to make this shit sound like no eulogy in the shit.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I had fun. It was a ride.
Or they could just bring up another topic. I'm just tired of thinking right now. So,
I'm trying to continue. I ain't seen shit yesterday. Man, they were up by 30 points and lost.
Yeah. Hell no. Nah, fuck the Celtics.
To Atlanta. Yeah.
I see the Pistons do that.
The Pistons don't count. It was some good ass college games on yesterday, especially the female. They was balling like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard the what's the old girl named Caitlin Clark? I heard she broke the score.
Man, that motherfucking dog is retarded.
Classic Piehead, my dog. What's happening?
Damn, we got a crew coming in on your birthday, baby. All
right, shout out to my nigga birthday and shit, dog.
Birthday, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas out here with the shades on and shit. Get y'all the piece from back here and shit, dog. Hell no, for sure, for sure. Nigga birthday and shit turned up. That's what I'm talking about, Angry Man.
Came out for your B-Day, boy.
Hell yeah, you ain't got shit to say. And you wasn't on time. It's all good, though.
It's all good, though.
We
here. Shit.
Oh, I'm here. Did you cook dinner at the crib?
Nah, we got the fuck low.
Yeah.
We got the fuck low. I had a couple free rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I went on ahead and cashed the bitches in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna finish that up. Then shit, like I said.
Finish that up. I feel you.
Balling.
You take it the wrong way. I ain't taking none of that shit. But nah, like I said, man, it was cool just to chill with the kids, man. You know.
Yeah.
It ain't too often I can catch all four.
And
of
this
them
nigga
the same
granddaddy
room.
Too. Man.
You an old nigga for real. Yeah. That's what's up though.
Man.
Hey, remember back in the day when niggas weren't thinking about getting this old dog?
That nigga had grandkids.
Grandkids. I was just thinking about that shit the other day. Four of them motherfuckers, huh?
Four grandkids.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Like
for sure.
Yeah.
Then he said, damn.
Granddaddy,
too
boy.
Too young to have that man.
This is your granddaddy.
Yeah, I got four of them.
Nah, that's what's up, though, nigga. Shit. It was a time when niggas didn't even think they was going to get to this age, for real. But we was talking about that shit last week, though, how fucked up it is that a lot of motherfuckers just really got cut down short, though. Like, this shit wild as hell. Like, niggas didn't make it past, like, their teenage years. You know how much shit they didn't get a chance to. All right, anyway, I don't want to get into it. My bad.
Why you always saying shit somber, man?
I don't know. My bad. It's this fucking.
Man, we was talking about basketball.
It's this 100 proof shit.
Caitlin Clark.
I'm just saying.
That bitch is cold, bro. She cold.
Jay said, I don't know if y'all covered before, but what y'all thinking about the Donnell Rollins special? Did y'all see that shit? Ashton Larry, his special.
Mm-mm.
It was What my nigga Corey Hogan say? It was mild. It was mild. It wasn't. I don't know. I ain't gonna shit on it, but it wasn't that funny though. No. To me, like for real.
Well, I
saw that. But I don't think it was. I don't know. I don't know what I was expecting. I guess because I ain't never really seen him do stand up. But it wasn't. It was all right. It wasn't that for me. Who one of y'all favorite comedians?
I just saw Mike Epps and I laughed all the way through.
This last one?
Yes.
Oh, you was high.
High as drag.
You had to be. Because that shit was mid like a motherfucker.
That shit was good to me.
Dog, that shit was hella mid, nigga.
Gary Smith, Gary Turner, white boy.
Huh? Gary Smith. Gary Owens. This motherfucker said Gary Smith.
Nah, that's my man. Nah, he
funny too.
He reminds me
LaVale
of LaVale Crawford. What? He reminds me of myself.
That's Quincy. Twin.
Fuck you.
Where have you been?
Fuck you, man.
Twin. Twin.
I listen to Gary Owens, and sometimes I'm like, man, I didn't. I've been there.
Right, you living your life.
For sure. Like, you know, I mean, like, y'all know. We all know each other. Yeah. Shit we've been through.
He funny, though. You know, like, I
feel like with, here, with
right us. Right. So, yeah, with us. No, for sure.
And it's like, yes. I did that shit.
I feel like he should be bigger, though. Like, because he literally funny. Like, yeah, I wonder why he didn't really.
I was the only white dude with 300, 400 white dudes.
Yes. No, you've been there for a long time.
I've been here forever.
But I've been there too. When I'm probably the only black dude and probably like fucking 170 miles and shit. I'm only motherfucking.
I had this motherfucker in the Pennsylvania mountains.
Man, oh, crazy.
I forgot about that. Crazy you wild for that shit. Yeah. Out there hunting and shit.
No.
No, I'm talking about you been hunting though.
With the wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Haven't you been hunting though?
No, I just went out there and just
he
lazy.
He come though. He more than welcome.
Right. Yeah, I ain't coming.
He come with me. He's
why you ain't coming?
I don't know. I'm the same color as the deer. They might. they might motherfucker yeah. Fuck
you.
Like
extra orange. Yo.
Fuck that.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. I think it look like a cheeseburger and shit.
I wear a little bit, but that. You gotta wear extra.
Extra orange.
Same color as the deer.
And brown is down.
They motherfuckers skew everything.
Fuck all that. You ain't gonna worry about that from anger, because I ain't going out there in the first goddamn place.
Oh, bullshit, he be
safe. Low key though, I ain't gonna lie though. Being out there at your crib back in the day, poker parties and shit, y'all motherfuckers drinking Crown Royal straight out the motherfucking freezer. Yes. I think that really might have been my first experience with whiskey. Like, I wasn't drinking whiskey then. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it. Like, that was my first fucking experience with whiskey. Mm-hmm. And we was necking that motherfucker, dog.
Necking that bitch. Cold as hell though.
Right. I ain't know nobody but you and your brother. And I'm drinking out the bottle, out the neck of this bottle with all these white boys that I don't know and shit. Luckily, I ain't leave with shit on my lips and shit, because, you know, dog say he ain't fucking with feet, but I don't know what else y'all fucking with, dog.
Hey, I had plenty of opportunities to go hunt with this motherfucker.
Anyway.
I ain't going.
I train good with y'all, though. I miss them days.
We've always had a great time.
We got to come out there and fuck with some of this, your homegrown
shit. You're more than welcome to come to my house.
For sure, though. We got to pull up.
Man, you say that shit all the time. Man, you say that shit all the time.
But either, I mean, I'm probably closer.
Nine and a half in Kelly.
Yeah, see, I'm closer there, yeah, because I'm already out that way. So.
Yeah.
Take 94.
You're right.
You take 94.
I can take 94 back down. You know, I'm down there in Mount Clemens in this bitch.
Where you live right now?
17 in Grash. Yeah, so I'm closer. Like, I'm
Brittany Park?
94 straight. Yeah, I don't know Brittany what that Park. Is. What the fuck is up?
16.
Yeah, right over in there. My Metro Parkway and Harper and shit. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, in that thing. Yeah. My bad, dog. What was you saying? I was cutting you off. We was talking about drinking and shit.
15 Harper.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the PJs definitely used to be over there. He done about, I know. That shit was literally the PJs, though.
Yeah, it was.
No, what was you saying, though?
We over there back in the day.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah, you were saying something.
Oh, yeah, I was saying, like, shit, I had plenty of chance to go hunt with these niggas, mm-hmm. man. I'm not.
You still more than welcome every year.
I appreciate it.
He said every year.
I appreciate
but you're still not
welcome.
Going, huh?
No, bro. Okay, I like, look.
No, we're sitting the
no,
same
No, I don't want to talk about none of that. Hey, but check this out. Mm-hmm. It was fun going out there to lay bait and do all that shit and you know, use the chainsaw and shit. That shit was exhilarating.
Thanks, exhilarating.
Using the four-wheeler, you know, just shooting at trees and shit. That shit was fun. That shit was fun. But going out there to actually kill a deer, I don't want to.
You don't want
to
do it?
It's just not what
you want to save the animals?
I'll wait till you come back and say, man, I got some meat. I'm like, good looking, dog. Good looking, my dog. Made me some chili.
You want to chill with the children?
Yeah, I'm the chill. Yeah, I'm chill. I'm a cook
with
the
chill back with the yeah,
children. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna be doing.
Hey, you know what I was thinking of? This is some other random shit, right? It's stupid, dog.
That's what I'm gonna be doing.
I was on my way to this motherfucker, dog, and I rolled past these old white dudes and shit at the mailbox. Like, they was laughing their ass off. Like, they was having this grand old ass conversation. I'm riding past. I'm just, like, it hit my head, like, damn, I wonder what the fuck they talking about, right? So then I just started thinking, dog, if you had a chance to, like, you remember Quantum Leap and shit, right? Yeah. If you had a chance to, like, jump into somebody's life, like, who would you choose to be, like, for 24 hours? Like, just to kind of see what they life like. Because sometimes you see motherfuckers talking and congregating, you just be wondering, like, damn, what they life like? So, like, who, anybody, I don't know what the fuck, Big T and shit, is that Big T or is that
Big
Greg?
T, Big T, Big T. Big T wants to see his hands.
So, who would y'all want to be, dog? Angry Man, you got somebody you want to be? Muhammad Ali.
Hell no.
Who would you want to be, dog?
I don't know. Shit.
Oh. And even if it's not a particular person, just maybe like a...
So about 1 hour of life?
I don't know.
John F. Kennedy.
1 hour
of life?
Hell no. Hey, no, I'm just saying like... That one I don't think I would...
No, I'm just saying like...
Beforehand. Yeah. Yeah, no.
About like...
Yeah.
You talking about like people of power, people with fame.
Yeah. Hey, right? JFK what would be... That'd be a tough motherfucker
like,
to be.
What do you want? Like, you want fame or you want power?
I know who right. I want to be. Hugh. I want to be Hugh Hefner.
Fucking Hugh Hefner,
dog. I want to jump in his skin.
What? Yeah. Gigi said Oprah and shit. Said Oprah. Hugh Hefner.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. Hugh has some underage bitches, man. You might want to be careful with that.
Man, I don't give a fuck. He died old age. Fuck it.
My man Mike checking in. What up, though? He said Floyd Mayweather.
You know what I could say? It's just for 24 hours. Probably Barry Sanders.
Barry Sanders? Or would it be, like football playing Barry?
Yeah,
like
doing the game.
Wait a minute, the pros Barry or the college
out
Barry?
Out of all people, Barry
the pros.
Pros? Yeah. He said out of all people.
I had to be Dr.
Umar Johnson?
The old man that just Phil? Died.
The,
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Sebi?
Yeah, Dr. Seb.
Oh, word. Damn. Okay, you took that motherfucker deep. I like the JFK shit, though, low-key, though. And I'm going to tell you why, though.
You're talking about Marilyn Monroe.
That's what I'm saying.
You're talking about the book you're part
of. But I'm just saying, like,
I feel you.
Like, power.
No, for sure. And I agree. And I say that because when I was doing my internship out at Black Enterprises, I remember, what's his name? Fucking Earl Graves and shit was a publisher then. He used to work on the administration for JFK. And he said that he never understood the epitome of power until he seen that dude, because he was like, this motherfucker would literally leave wherever he at, and the only thing he ever worried about having is a comb in his pocket, nigga. Like, you gotta really think about that shit, though. Because you can't go nowhere with no ID, with no money. Like, this motherfucker he here, nigga, and that's it. Everything is for him. Like, that's crazy. Yeah. So I get it when you say that shit. That shit
if
crazy.
You don't know,
that's a lot of power.
If you don't know who I am, that's your problem.
That's your problem, dog.
I'm coming through. I'm doing what the fuck
I want to do, dog.
Ain't nobody saying shit.
Yeah, that's power like a motherfucker right there. Shit. Would you want that much power? I think having that much power is scary.
Well, that's what happened.
That's what happens.
And result?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. That shit's scary, bro. I couldn't
look at it.
Damn. Damn. That was you about to say?
No, that's what Hugh Hefner had too. Sure he had much power because he did what he did for so long with no problems.
Yeah.
With no issues.
But you know what?
With no issues.
But the crazy thing about him was.
And Kel went to jail immediately.
The crazy thing about Hugh Hefner.
This nigga's stupid, man.
Kels went to jail immediately.
Why do you think he made a compound and never left that motherfucker?
Yeah
never true. Left
knew
that bitch.
Knew too much shit. Yeah. Damn.
Motherfucker, build your own shit, don't leave.
Right. Yep. Hell yeah.
Stay there.
Yeah, you talking about leaving. I'm
telling you, man.
Look at this. At the end of the day.
That motherfucker never left his fucking house.
The 20th century versus the 21st century.
He wasn't allowed to. I'm just saying. Do whatever the fuck you want to do here.
But don't bring that shit outside. Hell no.
I'm telling you.
What was you saying, Big T?
That was fucking United States Epstein Island.
Hey, Big T struggling, dog. What was you saying, bro?
He's struggling.
What, motherfucker?
I don't know. Damn, it's 7:30 like a motherfucker. Damn. All right.
Joe Biden's cousin right here.
Yeah, I guess, gotta knock this shit off, nigga.
Yeah, go ahead. I ain't knocking shit off.
You ain't knocking shit off? No, I'm talking about the show, nigga. Like, oh, it's been an hour already.
Show
yeah.
Yeah, show over.
Yeah, show over. We had too much fun and shit, though.
The show over.
Great show.
Yeah, it was. It was a good turn up, dog, for my man's and shit for his birthday.
Appreciate it. Just
101, dog.
Appreciate it.
Anything else we want to talk about before we get up out of here? Nothing on your mind. Get TJ a shout out.
You hear
again,
about Diddy getting fucking raided?
No, you stupid. Bring no that Diddy. Shit back up. No Diddy.
No Diddy.
How many points, dog?
What's the latest on that shit, dog?
Hey, shout out to my baby boy, man. He got like, what he got? 15 points, 17 rebounds, yeah. 5 blocks. He did.
17 rebounds?
Yeah, he went crazy. He big as hell, man. So nobody can get the ball.
Bully right. Ball, right
yeah.
There.
Yeah,
so yeah, what game that nigga say you wanted to do? Cause I couldn't make it. I couldn't make it to the motherfucking game. Shit, so what game that nigga wanted to do?
I forget. I tell you when I get
it. Right, that motherfucking game gonna be $124.
I'm gonna call it when I get off.
Like he gonna want the gold edition, 135.
Yeah. Yeah, he gonna be a monster. He a monster. Man, nobody can't fuck with.
Nah, for sure.
He's 5'8", 209 pounds.
Dog, that's crazy. This nigga still in middle school, dog.
Elementary.
Oh shit, that's right. Damn, I forgot about that. God damn. Yeah. I forgot about that. I'm thinking this is middle school.
He's 200 pounds? God damn.
That nigga ain't 200.
200.
Nah, you exaggerating.
200 easy. You got a scale, man.
Straight like that? Easy. God damn. Nigga grow a man style.
Big boy.
Yeah, no wonder he got 17
pounds. Come on, man.
Duh.
He 11 with a size 11. He wear my size of clothes.
Damn. He said 11 with a size 11, dog. Hell no. Hey, real quick before we get out of here, dog. Big T and shit, dog. Funny ass story. I'm going through my Facebook pictures and shit. Ran across this picture I completely forgot, dog. I announced a motherfucking high school basketball game, nigga. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker gave me the opportunity to do that shit, man. So shout out to my man,
you know,
Big T.
Yeah, put me on blast. Everyone associate me with you and stuff like that with the basketball and stuff like that. You know,
because you know how many
I'm
big.
I'm with you.
I was saying, you know how many big T's it is, nigga.
No, for sure. No, hey. I love it too.
Nah, for sure. That shit was fun though.
3-3 classic at Warren Lincoln.
Hell yeah.
It was all, look, next. I'm telling you, yeah, they won the state championship.
Yeah, that shit was fun, though.
The team that you was watching.
Yeah.
And then that I'm support.
Yeah.
Fucking announcing the game.
They wound up winning the state championship. Yeah. Game, so you was ahead of the shit.
For sure. I see why Mason do that shit. That shit was fun.
That's why I know Henry.
Yeah.
That Pershing. Why I'm going through. Lincoln, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Nah, that's what's up, dog. Yeah, I just thought about that. So I ran across some pictures and shit, dog.
Yeah, no, I love that show.
All right, it's 7:30, man. We gonna get up out this thing, dog. I want to thank everybody for checking us out, man. On Instagram, Facebook, all that good shit, dog. If you in here still, man, hit my man's up, Angry Man. Tell him happy birthday and shit. We about to slide up out here. Make sure you check out all the replays at eblockradio.com. Brand new episode of the Beers, Bourbon, Whiskey podcast dropping tomorrow at 8 p.m.
It's fucking broke.
Oh, everybody loves BBW.com, dog. Make sure you pull up and check that out, dog. Shout out to the whole gang that pulled up on Angry Man for his birthday today, man. Shout out to everybody listening. We about this thing, dog. You already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet
Earth, guys.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man Angry Man in the building.
Thank you for the birthday wishes.
For sure.
Do it till you're satisfied.
Got my man Buck Money holding it down.
Man, you already know.
Got everybody else in this motherfucking dog. You already know who they is because they introduced themselves. And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man.
Red Zone.
Peace out, y'all.
Yo. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the #1 sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.